Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. And there are no guests this half hour, just you and me. I got some things I want to talk to you about and some things that are on my mind. And I want to frame it around something I did earlier in the week in the other hour of our broadcast. I gave you a little bit of a report on our trip to Denmark. We were in Copenhagen a couple weeks ago, as you know, and the Danish government and the American Chamber of Commerce over there in Denmark asked me and a handful of other folks from America to come over and talk to them about what makes the United States so entrepreneurial. What is our success formula? What is the deal over here? Why is it that America is, we're just so darned entrepreneurial? We are, ladies and gentlemen. Americans are entrepreneurial. I told them that entrepreneurship was in our DNA, and I believe that. I really do. Now, I don't think that some people took a little issue with me on that, and they thought I was making it sound like if you didn't have entrepreneurship in your DNA, you couldn't get it. And that's not what I meant at all, because I think there's a lot of 20th century entrepreneurship that's still in our DNA here in the United States that we got to get rid of. We got to put some 21st century entrepreneurship into our DNA. So I believe that you can acquire entrepreneurship. You can build an entrepreneurial culture in the 21st century. I think that can be done even if it isn't in your DNA, hasn't been in your DNA. But I do believe that the United States has entrepreneurship in its DNA, in our genes. And the reason is because of how we were founded. I mean, think about it. There was religious entrepreneurship. There was real entrepreneurship. You know, financial entrepreneurship. There was political entrepreneurship. If you think the pilgrims weren't entrepreneurs, I mean they were religious entrepreneurs, and that motivated them to do what they did. The Virginia colony, the Jamestown colony. And that whole thing that happened 400 years ago, 20 years before Plymouth Rock, before the pilgrims came over, that was for entrepreneurial reasons, to try to create some new opportunities, some new financial opportunity. The Mayflower was filled with people who were either religiously motivated or financially motivated. So and if you think our founders weren't political entrepreneurs, I don't know what you would call it, because of course they were. They created things from whole cloth, from blank sheets of paper that today are the bedrock, the shining light that people in other parts of the world look to as an example of how to acquire liberty, how to acquire more peace and liberty, and people want that around the world. So yes, I think entrepreneurship is in the American DNA. So that's what is so attractive to a lot of people. And the Danes wanted this. They want this in their country. The Danish folks, the Scandinavians, Sweden, Denmark, I don't know about Norway and Finland. I haven't been there. But I have been to Sweden. I have been to Denmark. And I suspect the other countries are very similar. And I know there are many similarities between Scandinavia and Europe, Southern Europe. Of course, it's not Southern Europe anywhere except from Scandinavia. But there are many similarities. And one of the similarities is, in all those countries, is that they've got socialistic constructs in their government and in their marketplace. And this is where the government is involved in the marketplace. The government sets the, for example, employment laws. The government provides things for you, the nanny state thing, the statist regimes where where the government provides all education, all health care. Do you know what the number one, and I said this in the previous hour, you know, in Sweden, they recently took a survey. This is true, folks. They said, what are the top three things that you'd want to have happen to you professionally? The number one thing in Sweden was to have a job, to be employed. You know what the number three thing was? Was to be a small business owner. Third on their list of things to do professionally, the third thing was to have, be a small business owner, to have their own business. Guess what the number two thing was ahead of being a small business owner in Sweden? To be unemployed. In Sweden, the poll, the people who were polled said, I first want to be have a job, I second want to be unemployed, and I third want to be a business owner. Now, in America, nobody would say that in America. Some people might say, I don't know, it might be 50-50. I want to be employed and I want to own a business. But own a business would be right up there on top. In fact, it might even beat. I'd like to see that survey. I wish somebody would do that. Maybe I will. But the point I'm making here, folks, is in Sweden and many other countries in Europe and maybe in the world, if you're unemployed, you're adopted by the state, basically. It's a good gig to be unemployed in those countries. Well, guess what? That's not good. That's not a good thing for any economy. That's not the least bit entrepreneurial. And so, and you might say, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with that? Well, okay, maybe there's nothing wrong with it, but if there's something, if there's not anything wrong with it, why would Denmark bring small business experts, entrepreneurial experts from America over there and say, tell us how you're doing it. We want some of that. If their system was perfect, they wouldn't be doing that. They wouldn't be asking us, how are you doing this, folks? They'd be telling us how to do it. They wouldn't be asking us how to do it. And so I'm setting the stage here, folks, to explain to you. We're going to go to a break in about a minute. And I'm setting the stage here to explain to you what where I'm concerned about where our country is moving. And some of the things that I want to look, I look at and I say, what's wrong with this picture? And so just remember this, folks. In Europe, in many countries in Europe, you can't fire anybody. It's virtually impossible to fire anybody. Now, Denmark, to their credit, you can fire people in Denmark. If you don't have a right to a job in Denmark if you're not doing your job. They will fire you in Denmark. That's a good thing for Denmark. And that's the reason I think they've got a chance to make it, to become entrepreneurial. That's one big construct that they've avoided that other countries in Europe haven't. We'll come back after these messages. I'm going to finish up my thoughts, and we'll do that in about 3 minutes. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's just you and me, and I'm talking about some things that are on my mind. I'm comparing and contrasting some of the issues that that we're facing here in the United States, and how that compares and contrasts with what's going on in Europe. And I think it's a very interesting study, ladies and gentlemen. What we've got here is we've got Europe, and I'm talking about old Europe, to use Mr. Rumsfeld's definition, not Eastern Europe. They're really doing some pretty exciting things over there in Eastern Europe. I don't know how it's going to work out, but they're becoming pretty entrepreneurial over there because they don't have some of the baggage that old Europe has. And I'm talking about, you know, the main European countries, including Scandinavia. And what those guys have been doing for years now, for a decade or more, they've been trucking along at low growth rates, 1.5-2% growth rates, during times when the United States was growing, our GDP was growing at, 3-5% some years, which some of that was almost too fast. So we were being very competitive. We have become very competitive in the 21st century marketplace. Europe, many countries in Europe have not. They've just had a real hard time. And so They now know, it's now completely clear that the socialistic constructs of their marketplace, the way the government has gotten involved and has mandated to companies how they will pay their people, how they will employ their people, how the benefits are to be given, you know, who pays for the benefits, all this government intervention in the marketplace has done what you would expect to happen. It's made the countries uncompetitive. It certainly prevented them from being from really entering the 21st century marketplace, which is way different from the 20th century marketplace. It certainly has made them less competitive and less able to really enter the marketplace and be where they need to be. And so they're sitting there lamenting now. They're lamenting the fact that they have all these socialistic constructs. As I say, these countries that have so much socialism, like Denmark, like Sweden, they now know that those systems, really, as idyllic as they can be when they work perfectly, they don't work all that great in a highly competitive environment, which is what we have right now. China and India is stirring things up, and other countries too. Vietnam, other countries are stirring things up. They're creating some challenges for everybody. They're pushing the envelope. And so all these countries are trying to get, they would like to get rid of things. They'd like to become more like us, more entrepreneurial. And so here's the thing. Why is it in the United States that incredibly we actually have people who are talking about moving us toward the European model? Let me give you some examples. Some of the Democrat candidates are talking about universal health care. Ladies and gentlemen, universal health care means the government pays for it. That means higher taxes. That's what's wrong with Denmark right now. They've got universal health care, but they're taxing their people through the gills. And it's literally put the kibosh on anything entrepreneurial in Denmark. They don't like that. They want more entrepreneurship. And one of the reasons this is because of universal health care. So, okay, you might say, well, wait a minute. I like universal health care. Fine. But that means you're going to have to pay a lot of taxes. You're going to see more inefficiency than you've ever seen before. Some of our politicians want to raise taxes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these countries in Europe that want to be more entrepreneurial, they've got to lower taxes. They cannot have high taxes and entrepreneurship at the same time. They cannot be competitive in the global marketplace with high taxes. They just can't do it. It's just those two things are just diametrically opposed. They are mutually exclusive. They won't work together at all. So why don't the politicians look around at what you and I have done in the last several years with lower taxes, how we've actually increased the government coffers from tax revenue has increased over the last 5 years significantly, record tax collections as a result of lowering tax. Ladies and gentlemen, that's supply side economics and dynamic scoring together, and it's working. Why don't politicians see that? Well, for some reason, some politicians just don't like the idea that maybe some people aren't paying as much tax as they think they should. They don't get it. And see, I call raising taxes on people who are being productive, I call that cutting the trees down to harvest the fruit, as opposed to what we're doing right now, which is nurturing the trees to produce more fruit. Supply-side economics nurtures the trees in the orchard, and they produce more fruit. When the fruit falls off the tree, we harvest it. The opposite of that, which is socialism, which is a form of socialism, which is liberalism, which is increasing our tax burden, increasing the regulations on businesses. That's what that is, to use my metaphor. That's cutting the trees down to harvest the taxes. And that's what they've done in Denmark, and they don't like it now, and they want to get rid of it, they want to fix it, and they want more entrepreneurship, and they're asking us about that. And as they're asking us about that, we got people over here trying to go the other way, and that makes no sense to me. Maybe you can help me understand this. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
cannot be denied.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.